I'd now like to introduce Rodney Swansborough from Murrurundi, south of Narrabri anyway. Welcome, Rodney.
Thank you very much. It's quite an experience to be up here today and to look at you all from this perspective, quite new and refreshing than being down the back. In 2006, a very important man in this community, or in Australia's community, fell out of a wheelchair and subsequent to that died. He was the president of the Farmers' Federation, Rick Farley. I heard some comments about Rick Farley a few days back on the ABC, and was talking about his political and social philosophy. And the person said of Rick that his essential philosophy was based on building relationships between people. Really building relationships. Respecting, listening and acknowledging. And his focus was on good policy outcomes, not on personalities. Respecting differences in opinion and diversity, and recognising that everyone could contribute. Murrurundi is absolutely blessed with many elements that make that community work. The arts community, of which I'm the Vice President, has got a wonderful reputation, and there are many reasons why that's happened. We have a benefactor who is giving to the Arts Council $1 million, and I was just hearing a moment ago how the Opal Centre couldn't even raise funds to get that going. Every 10 years, the Arts Council in Murrurundi receives $200,000 from our benefactors. That makes a difference, doesn't it? If you've got people out there who really support you. When I came to the community of Murrurundi, I turned up at my daughter's house with a suitcase and a large case, a case full of oil paints. I was in a fair bit of distress at that time, and I knew absolutely nobody in Murrurundi except her. That was 5 years ago. I set up my art studio, and now, as you can see on there, I'm absolutely deeply involved in that community and dedicated to its well-being and its welfare. I have had extensive experience in a whole host of activities before I came to Murrurundi, and I thought to myself when I turned up, I'll just recover from some significant events in my life. And it didn't take too long before I realised that this community was contributing to my life, and I wanted to give a lot back to it as well. And I found through that that I've been absolutely helped by them, and in turn I have wanted to help them. So my philosophy and Rick's philosophy of building your life around important relationships and taking people very seriously, no matter who they are, is fundamental to what's happening with the Arts Council in Murrurundi. There is no elitism. There is no power base. There is no sense of controlling people. We are endeavouring to serve that community in every possible way we can. Murrurundi is called the Artistic Village, and I constantly hear of how people coming to Murrurundi have this knowledge before they even arrive. And as far as the branding is concerned, it's happening naturally. The Arts Council of Murrurundi is made up of very dedicated people, two of which are pictured here. Mandy Archibald and Gillian Patterson. Both these women have great vision and purpose in what they do. And as far as their leadership role in the community, it's absolutely instrumental to the outcome of what happens in Murrurundi. We have a couple of programs going. Every 2 years we have a night of opera, where some 200 people come from out of the community to that event. We had it last year in October, I think it was, if it says it there. Yes. And what really struck me about that event was, as I was preparing the bar for that evening, people in the community, outside the community, were turning up half an hour early for the event. In the city, usually it's the other way around, they turn up half an hour late. So cars were turning up outside the Anglican church, and not only did that strike me, but the other thing that really struck me was the fact that these people were quite elderly, a lot of them were elderly. They had taken the effort to dress up really beautifully, to come out from their farms and other places, and to come into that church and to hear some really lovely culture. And I felt deeply moved and humbled by the fact that we could provide to our community something which people received so much benefit from when they were at that occasion. Another one of our benefactors is the Keddies company, and that's changing this next time. I'm still getting the amount of money from them. But we are doing photographic exhibitions every 2 years, and this prize is one of the biggest prizes outside of Sydney for photographic exhibitions. And people from all over Australia come into that exhibition and place their entries. And $10,000 every year, plus other prizes as well. Every year we have the Murarundi Art Prize, and there's some $3,000 comes from sponsors to that art prize in Murarundi. The Norval Art Prize, which is being held in October this year, attracts a prize of $15,000 for the first for the winning entrant, plus another $6,000 for other people who come into who put their entries into that art prize. So those significant elements that keep the Murarundi Arts Council very, very busy gives us a lot of purpose and direction in what we're doing. And after having been at this conference as a sort of almost like a spectator at the back and listening to everything, I just have a few thoughts which I'd like to share before my time runs out very quickly. I think landscape is very important. As an artist, I obviously have a passion for all sorts of things like beauty in that form. And the landscape around Murarundi is absolutely brilliant, and people have already commented to me about it at the conference. And also what's important for Murarundi as a place, and why I think we're successful, is because of our location on the New England Highway. The history of a village is very important as a resource, no matter where that village exists. The people who've laid the foundations, the ancestors and the older folk who are already in the village, we have to show them a great deal of respect and listen to their stories and incorporate them and bring them along with us into the future. Infrastructure is important, of course, and we are blessed in Murarundi for having buildings where we can have the Murarundi Arts Council Centre in the railway station, which has been done up for our purposes. We also have other buildings we can use to have our exhibitions. I've mentioned about benefactors and contributors who are wonderful people in our community. The people in the community are very important. I have such respect for country people, having been raised in Bathurst and lived in some little villages. I put my easel and often do my portraiture out on the street in Murarundi. And people come past and talk to me. And what has happened, I found through that process, is that villagers and the people around come and talk to me. Instead of art being out there away from them, it becomes part of them. And every year I do a local resident as a major portrait, and one of them is down the back, that very large portrait of Vivian Carter, who was the president of the King of the Rangers 1 year. Of course, you can't forget the volunteers, and a lot has been spoken about it with localism, and I don't think beyond localism you get volunteers very often. I think localism is about volunteering, and the amount of people who dedicate their lives and their time to assisting the Murarundi Arts Council is phenomenal. Of course, we also have the participants who come and help us on the various events and submit their artwork, which is a wonderful thing for us to have happen. The Arts Council executive has a real philosophy about the way it approaches its task. I did mention earlier that we don't see ourselves as a power base. I'm on a couple of other committees in the community. One of them is the Community Leaders Forum, where people from all the different organisations come together. And what I've come to realise when I'm chairing that forum is how important it is to let people tell their story about their organisation, share their concerns and their ambitions and their points of view and whatever it is they feel they need to say. And that is welding the community together, helping the community to feel as if they are not isolated individuals. I just wonder sometimes, with the philosophy or sociology of localism, if we keep drilling down to the individual, when do we start thinking again of the society in which we are part? I think sometimes individualism and localism may sometimes take away from the bigger picture that we're also trying to create. And social cohesion is very important. The things that weld people together, that bring people together, is perhaps one of our main focuses that I've heard in this conference so far. So, as I speak to you today, as you can see, I feel very passionate about art, but I feel more passionately about rural villages and country life. I've lived in it, I've enjoyed it, it's been of great benefit to me, and I just hope that through this conference, all of us may be encouraged once again to feel that we can sustain our communities, that we have a lot to offer Australia, and in fact the real character of Australia, as we know, has essentially come from the bush. Thank you.